A lot of people believe that television has a harmful effect on children. A few years ago, the same criticisms were made of the cinema. But although child psychologists have spent a great deal of time studying this problem, there is not much evidence that television brings out juvenile delinquency. Few people in the modern world share the views of parents 100 years ago. In those days, writers for children carefully avoided any reference to sex in their books, but had no restraint about including scenes of violence. These days, children are often brought up to think freely about sex, but violence is discouraged. Nevertheless, television companies receive a large number of letters every week complaining about programs with adult themes being shown at times when a few young children may be awake. Strangely enough, the parents who complain about these programs see no harm in cartoon films for children, in which the villain, usually either an animal or a monster, but in some cases a human being, suffers one brutal punishment after another. The fact is that, as every parent knows, different things frighten different children. One child can read a ghost story without having bad dreams, while another cannot bear to have the book in his bedroom. In the same way, there is little consistency about the things that terrify adults. Almost everyone has an irrational private fear, but while some of us cannot stand the sight of spiders, for example, others are frightened by snakes or rats. The evidence collected suggests, however, that neither the subject nor the action in itself frightens children. The context in which cruelty or violence occurs is much more important.